This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
Tom, how are you in a fight? What do you like? If we got into a lover's quarrel?
Oh, okay. Because when you said fight, I thought, oh, sweetheart, I'm a lover, not a fighter. There's no way I'm not going to put my fisty cuffs off and say, come on, let's have it. Yeah, I've never in my
you've
life.
You've never been that guy?
God, no.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I've always been very good with my mouth, so when people have wanted to fight me, I've been able to belittle them, and you put them into confusion, and then you get the hell out of there very quickly.
Yeah, so yeah. You've got the whip crack on the tail.
So you're talking like if Wayne and I had a fight.
Yes.
Anybody
in the world. So you're a screamer.
Yeah,
everybody believes that there's, you know, we live this great thing, but every single couple, doesn't matter what, everyone fights. Mm. So whether, but some, we fight differently. So you're a screamer. Tell me.
I never knew that I was a screamer, but I remember when Jade went to a new ballet school.
Yeah.
Ballet teacher said, I'm a yeller. Because, you know, they're very much, have you ever done ballet?
Yes.
They're always screaming at the girls. They just seem to yell.
Very much so. That was my upbringing.
Yeah, Jade was about 8 or 9 and turned around and said, oh, that's okay because my dad yells a lot, so I'm used to it. And I realised, I thought, oh, well, you're right, I am a screamer.
You know, like, yeah. Well, Adia has let me know that I am the screamer as well. I'm a yeller. Look, I've always, it's funny that you mentioned ballet because that was actually something I've always had in my life was ballet.
Screamers, they yells.
Yeah.
I just meant to hear them in the car park. You'd be sitting in the car and you could still hear them screaming at the poor kids in the hall.
But being one of the kids, I guess, it's nothing. Do you know? It doesn't mean anything. Like, no. I used to get, so I was in the West Australian Youth Ballet, like, and the screaming didn't matter. It was actually, and this is what I've always had an underlying belief, and my mum was a yeller when she did yell. I actually only got scared if she was quiet, and that was the same in the dance teacher. So I have finally, so I'm a bit of a yeller. Cleo is definitely puts the wall up straight away in a fight. What's Wayne like?
Yeah, he's a wall putter.
Yeah.
Up, and that really gets me. So if you
makes
ignore me, that just sends me over the top.
Me too.
And then I get nasty and I think I need a reaction. So then that's when I start using some. And I'm really colourful, as you could imagine, with my insults.
well, that's funny because we have got, you and I are maybe healthier than they are.
Yeah, because I scream and yell, I'm over it in 2 minutes, and then I think, and they're still sulking about it, and that makes me angry again. Yeah.
Exactly. My problem, so I end up always having to apologise. Even if I started out being the one that was at fault, I do end up sometimes either slamming the door or doing something that's deemed not right. But it's like Claire has very, very set rules on what's allowed in a fight. And in her voice is you're not allowed to raise your voice. As soon as you do, it's like you've lost. And
my nana used to say that. As soon as you swear, you've lost the argument, and I would just get,
I know exactly what you would have said.
More colourful language come out, yeah.
Exactly. Well, actually, there's a new study. So it isn't a new study because it's been around for a few years, but now that few years study has come back with overwhelming results as being something. So they say that screaming heavily is discouraged, obviously, in society.
Well, it doesn't look nice when you're walking through a shopping centre and your four-year-old screaming and swearing out at you because you wouldn't buy them a lolly from the shop.
Well, that's it. But it's usually associated with, you know, signs of terror, pain, even emotional instability. However, scientific evidence is now suggesting that the screamers out there are actually physically healthier. They are not letting it eat them up. They are mentally healthier because as long as they're not someone who just screams for screaming's sakes. But let's say you've got angry, you've got frustrated, it is actually now scientific. So they did it through primal therapy. It is scientifically considered okay to scream or yell as long as you don't like properly threaten anybody. But when you're
angry,
you always
take the fun out of everything.
Oh,
you
sorry.
Always. Yeah. At one moment, I thought, this is great. This is good for me. I can scream and yell. And then you said,
Sorry about that, Tom. No, you're not allowed to threaten anyone particularly. But at the same time, we are doing it right. We're not living there with bubbles in our bellies.
I tell you, you kick your toe on the bed in the middle of the night and screaming and swearing helps. It takes the pain away.
It does.
If you sat there quietly, it just throbs and gets
worse.
Well,
people apparently, people that hold grudges are generally people, and grudge, as much as people don't realise it, it's anger. It's an anger that they're holding. So grudges are sometimes held by non-screamers, and us screamers, we're much easier to deal with.
Okay.
Well, there you go, Tom.
I just hope Wayne's not listening, because I don't need him to start yelling back at me, because we'll never finish the argument. I need someone to, We were talking about this, you and I, the other day, about never being burgled.
I know, and I think that's amazing, because I've had someone steal
a pot plant off my front veranda once.
How'd that make you feel?
I was annoyed, but I think it might have taken me like a month to realise it was missing. You know, when you know there's something not right and you go outside and you keep looking and you went, hang on, my pot plant's gone. And so I was over it by then. But I was ready.
So you've never been burgled. That's hilarious.
No. And I have a lot of fear.
Very lucky.
Oh, I reckon if someone broke into my house, I'd have to burn it to the ground.
The
thought that someone had been through my things. We've had a cleaner in our house now for years.
Yeah.
And it's only just taken me to be able to let her clean my bedroom.
Really?
Yeah, I had a real problem from
worried about going through things or...
Well, I don't know. There's nothing to hide. Just the thought that that's real personal space, the thought that somebody's in there cleaning it, would worry me.
That's amazing. So, burglar, because you said to me, and I thought, this sounds ridiculous, but you did it with your real serious voice, which made me think, sounds ridiculous, but serious. If someone burgled you, you'd get rid of everything.
Everything. There's no way I could...
including the couch.
Including the couch. I'd be so worried about what they did when I wasn't there. Because this man, this is my worst fear, a man was being traumatised after he woke up in the middle of the night to find a burglar was sucking on his toes.
That's not normal. It's not normal though. But what the hell? Like, so the guy had he been burgled, or was the guy coming in to do the toe sucking?
Well, they said nothing was taken, but maybe he stopped
the toe sucking.
But he woke up and said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "Oh, I just said to the guy, I don't have any money, blah blah blah." And he said, "It's okay, I'm having a good time. I'm quite happy what I'm doing." And I thought, "Oh, that's a bit creepy," but.
Babes, he wasn't being burgled. He was being toe sucked. It's two very, very different things. I think
How about then break and enter? I've never had... That just scares me.
Oh, yeah. Well, it is. Look, I have actually been burgled quite a few times. And one of the things... So, because I grew up, as we know, in the roughnecks. But one of the things that they say... And my mum was married to a cop for the first marriage, not my dad, my sister's dad. 18 years cop. But they said straight away when we did, and I remember them, I was only like 6 or 7 going, I went to go get a drink from the fridge. And this police, no! And you don't drink or eat anything once you've been properly ransacked, burgled, because they do, if they're like gross critters, they do gross things to your bottles of Coke and your toothbrushes and stuff.
Yeah, that's my fear. That's why I'd have to throw everything away.
Oh,
everything. The police did report here for this poor man who got burgled.
The toe sucker. He did. The only thing he got burgled was some toe jelly.
Well, as I said, we have not yet made any arrests, but we did take a DNA swab from between the victim's toes so we can find the culprit.
That's disgusting.
But, surprisingly not, for years we've never locked our front door. I do it now that the kids have moved out, so I'm happy to say it on air.
Yeah.
But for years, even when we lived in North Melbourne, I remember my mum arriving to our front door and I opened it straight up and she yells at the top of her voice, "Do you still not lock your front door?" And I was like, I'm having three children and I'm hopeless as well. Someone was always losing the key, so we used to just leave the front door open because people will come in and go in the whole time.
Do you know, bizarrely, that is actually one of the things that they say, that you won't get robbed as much because you could just be out the back. It lets, a robber will generally not, if your place looks full secure and they saw you lock it all up, whereas a lot of robbers will find it very uneasy to go into a house that's unlocked,
say,
because you could just be asleep out the back.
Out the front of my house when I'd arrive home, I'd pretend to get keys out and shake it near the door so it looked like I had locked it, so I didn't want to look like I just walked straight in.
Oh my God, yeah. I do that. So look, we do have to give you, we've said that we'll give some tips.
Oh, tips,
I need to
know.
Ex-burglar, I can't even say that. I end up sounding like the the McDonald's burger Laura. Look, he said things to do once you've been burgled. So there's a whole bunch of things. Obviously, I said don't drink your Coke. You got to get rid of all of your perishables.
And your toothbrush.
And you said, I feel like that's a weird one. But yes, I think you do. If it's, you don't know, they're weirdies. So there's a whole bunch of things that you can actually do. Make sure you don't leave things like your keys in a visible position from outside the house. That's okay. A big thing. But a weird one, which I thought would make it easier, put WD-40 on your windowsills. I don't know why. Apparently it makes it tougher for burglars to climb into your property.
Oh, so it makes it slippery.
Slippery.
Well, I mean,
so, I don't know.
I mean, I always buy the lube in extra large containers so I can just use that.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify.
Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.